Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Whoever's got the keys controls the car. Right?
Yes, sir.
Whoever's got the keys can go in and out of the house and do what they want to with what's in the house. Whoever's got the keys has the control, has the authority. He said, I'm giving you the keys. To what? Oh, I don't think we've seen this like we should have. I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. Did he do it?
Yes, sir.
Do we have them?
Yes.
Should we use them?
Yes.
Then he showed us how it works. What's the keys to the kingdom? What's he talking about? Here it is. Read the very next thing. Keys of the kingdom of heaven and whatever. That's a big word. Whatsoever you. Now here's the part people hadn't wanted to believe. They want to believe, well, God can do it. Well, I reckon if he'd have wanted to say that, he'd have said that. Right? Why didn't he say, and whatever God binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever God looses on earth shall be loosed in heaven. See, people get fighting mad, and they'll try to get in somebody like me's face and go, whatever God binds. Well, why didn't Jesus say that? You telling me he made a mistake?
No, sir.
He meant to say God.
No.
But he messed up and said you.
No. Hallelujah. No way.
See, these people that get so bent out of shape, they don't realize how arrogant they're being. They're changing the Bible. They're trying to make it fit what they believe. Never water down the Bible to match your lack of experience. Believe God to elevate your life and experience to match the Bible. That includes everything. That includes healing. Don't try to explain it away and it's passed away and it's not for everybody just because you didn't receive it. Could it be that you didn't know something? That you didn't do something right? Don't try to water away and say, well, tongues have passed away. That's not for everybody. I'm so glad there was a time I was a Christian, thoroughly born again, but I did not speak with tongues. But I'm so glad I didn't just say, well, I don't think that's for everybody and that's passed away. I said, no, I got in the book and I got to read and I thought, God, that's here. Right? But I don't have it. And I got a choice at this point. Do I explain it away? Do I make excuses? Do I doubt it? Do I try to change the Bible? Or do I say, God, there it is. Bring me up to this. Show me what I don't see. Help me to receive this. And humble yourself. And praise God, within the year, I was one.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's for everybody. Well, I don't believe that. Well, you won't have it. Prosperity's for everybody. Healing's for everybody. Victory's for everybody. Unless you're going to make excuses. And explain it away. Right? Don't try to water down the Bible to match your lack of experience. Believe God to elevate your life up to this. Boy, that's not the end. How many realize one reason we read our chapters every day? I mean, I don't care who you are, how far you've gone, you're going to come across things in here and go, whoa, I don't have that yet. Right? I'm not there yet. So what do we do? Same thing. Lord, help us get there. Bring us up to this. Bring us up to this. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Keep reading. He said, I'm going to give you something. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now help me read this out loud. And whatsoever you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I have read after numerous theologians and their commentaries on some of this, and it's just laughable how some of them try to explain this. They just get all bent up about this because they're like, well, he said it, but what he meant was that God will allow it from heaven and then he could do it through somebody. Well, now, he didn't say it like that.
No, he didn't.
He said, you do something on the earth and it'll be done from heaven. If he'd have wanted to say it the other way, he could have. You know what the issue is that God has given us something here. And people don't want to see it because it puts responsibility on us. Well, what if we don't bind it? What if we don't loose it? What if we don't use the keys? See, people don't like to think about that. They like to think, well, God's in control and everything that needs to be done, he'll do. And it's not really up to us. We're just along for the ride. Well, that's convenient. But it's not Bible. I said, it's not Bible. No, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Jesus operated this way. Didn't he? And he did it as a man. And he showed us how he did it as our example. How many remember that the man that had the withered hand? He said, stretch forth your hand. Right? How many remember the woman with the spirit of infirmity that was bent over? Anybody remember that? Luke 16, there was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity for, 18 years and was bowed over and couldn't stand up. And couldn't be straight and loose. Jesus called her to him. And he said unto her, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. Yeah. Is that a prayer?
No.
That's not a prayer. Right? Now, one thing that we haven't seen sometimes, so many times when Jesus ministered to people, he didn't pray for them. Right? What's he doing? He's binding and loosing. Let me read some of them to you. Y'all okay on this?
Yes.
Let's get stirred up. Jesus told the nobleman's son, go your way. Your son lives. No prayer meeting. No counseling session. Go your way. Your son lives. He told Peter's mother-in-law, the Bible said, he rebuked the fever. He did what?
Rebuke.
This is not prayer. He's not begging God, the Father, to make the fever go away. What did he do? Rebuked. That's what the scripture said. He rebuked the fever. Is he rebuking Peter's mother-in-law?
No.
He's not talking to her. He's not talking to God. What's he talking to? The fever. Now, one of the first times I read that, some of you looking at me funny, turn there and look at it for yourself. It's sad that this is strange to people. It should be very normal for us. Luke 4. Luke 4, verse 38. Luke 4, 38. Jesus rose out of the synagogue. He entered into Simon's house. Luke 4, 38. Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and did what? Rebuked the fever. Now let's just stop right here. He rebuked what?
Fever.
He's not talking to God.
No.
He's not talking to Peter's mother-in-law.
No.
He's not praying.
No.
Jesus has given us the keys to the kingdom. What are they? Operate like he operate. There's a fever there. It's bothering this woman. What do we do? Can you see where a lot of folk have missed it? Please, God, make the fever go away. Please, God, beg and plead and beg. So many times people are praying when they should be saying. Mark 11:23. Anybody remember Mark 11:23? Whoever will say unto this mountain. Now let's just back up. Did you say, whoever will beg God about the mountain? Oh God, please make the mountain go away. Oh God, please. Please make the mountain. That's not what he told us to do. What did he tell us to do? You speak to the mountain. That's not prayer. And do what? Command it to be removed. And if you wouldn't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said came to pass, you would have what you said. What does that mean? It would go away.
Amen.
It would obey you.
Hallelujah.
The scripture didn't say, beg God to make the devil stop. Nowhere in the scriptures are we told to pray that God would do something about the devil. Do you see how much wasted motion Christians have been involved in?
Yeah. Mr.
Willanis don't believe that. Well, find us the scriptures for it. See, people think they got scripture, but they don't. The Bible said, resist the devil. Who? Understood subject is you. You resist the devil and what? He'll flee from God. No. From the one who resisted him. You. Why? Because you've been given the keys. Because you have been authorized. You've been given authority. In the name of Jesus, but Christians are not using it. They're still begging God. Like Jesus didn't get the authority. They're still trying to pray like people under the old covenant. With no authority without the name of Jesus. What did Jesus do? This is the way he operated. Before we read this, let me just read some more to you. The Bible said that the man born by four, you remember he did this more than once. He just looked, he said, get up, take your bed and go. That's not prayer. He said it to man at the pool of Bethesda. Same thing. Get up. Take your bed and walk. Man with the withered hand, he said, stretch out your hand. What's happening here? Loosing. Loose. He's using the key, opening the door and saying, come out of there. He's shutting the door on the devil's work and locking it and said, stop that. We shut you down. Oh, can you see this? And we are Christians, Christians. What does that mean? We are ones that are his disciples, following his lead, following his example and his training. We're supposed to be living like this.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Keys to the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Ransom, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402M. That's R1402M, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.